Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, my co-host, Nick Mason.
Hello.
What's news?
Good to be here.
Isn't it just?
What's news? I don't have any news. No? Let's wrap it up. I don't think you have any news.
I've got
news
so
either.
Much news. I got movie news, and then we've got to talk about the movie that we saw, Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire.
Okay, but is any of that really important?
No, it's not real news.
So I can go?
Yeah, you can go.
Great. Do you want to just read it out?
Do you think if I had real news, if I went to news.com and just read the headlines, would that
real
be?
News.
Real news.
R-E-E-L. That's a new. That's a free idea.
Real news.
Anybody wants to take that?
Here we go. Hang on.
It's for sale?
It's loading.
Okay. We buy it?
You can make an offer.
What would you pay for that?
I mean, it doesn't look very good.
Just yeah, but we could spruce it.
I just don't think you could really do much with this. Okay. So I think it's probably nothing.
Okay, right.
You know?
Years ago we could have, I think.
It's like when you get a, you know, you bought like a like an old house and you just can't really do anything with it. I think that's what this website is.
And it's haunted.
And it's haunted. What do you do with it?
Years ago we could have been the real newsboys.
That's true. You know?
And we would have had like, we'd have had the satchel with the newspapers in it, you know? We got little hats.
Real news is way better than Mr. Sunday movies. Let's be realistic. So,
okay. Realistic?
Thank you.
Ease?
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
Realistic news.
Realistically, we should quit.
Yeah, probably. We can't.
No.
Not at this point.
That's right. Because we've got too much news to
That's
cover.
That's true, right.
Real good news.
There's time codes below if you're doing a jump to anything, because we're going to talk about the apparently a Star Trek 4 is going to happen.
Huh.
In
the 80s?
No, the J.J. Abrams one.
Oh, yeah,
that one.
Okay.
Not the Netflix stuff they're doing. This is the stuff that they've stopped doing, right?
So the stuff they've stopped doing, they're doing it again.
I doubt it, but apparently.
Okay.
We're going to talk about an upcoming Ghostbusters animated series. We're going to talk about rebooting the Pirates of the Caribbean. We're going to talk about Thunderbolts.
Oh,
we're going to talk about
Thunderbolts asterisk.
That's right. We're going to talk about Fantastic Four. We're going to talk about some Spider-Man 4 news. Not the Spider-Man 4 as in the Tobey Maguire one, but as in the
new Spider-Man 4. Which, fingers crossed, is going to be a huge multiversal adventure, and it's going to have Tobey Maguire Spider-Man in it. And every other Spider-Man, an animated Spider-Man.
Yep.
Doctor Strange is back.
And he goes, I did this again.
That's right.
I've come back.
I'm a bad little boy.
I've come back to do it again. We're going to talk some more billionaire, just some of the shit they've been saying.
Some of their shenanigans.
Over at Disney.
Just saying stuff, expecting no pushback.
Yep.
Because they're not on the internet.
I don't know.
They think everything they say is normal.
We've got a log line for Teen Titans, the movie, which looks pretty interesting. And, of course, we've got
What more do you want from us? That's their log line.
We've got
What can we do here? I don't know.
We don't know. Mm. And we've got big Snake Eyes news, G.I. Joe news.
Big Snake Eyes news?
Yeah.
That's very convenient because next week we're going to talk about the movie Snake Eyes.
It's actually the perfect lead-in. It's almost as if we planned it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Some people say we don't know what we're doing.
Oh, and then Godzilla X Kong. This
time, we know. We've got the real news.
We do. Time codes below if you want to jump to anything in particular. Mason, anyway, you got a show to plug, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Up top. Thank you for reminding me.
You're welcome.
Folks, our pals over at the Do Go On podcast have some live shows at the Comedy Festival. And if you're just hearing about this now, they're pretty much all sold out except for the one that I'm on. Embarrassing for me.
Embarrassing.
Well, that's the most recent announcement. They had three shows and they're like, well, they're all sold out, so we're going to put on a new show.
Yep.
It's at 1:45 p.m. on the 14th of April.
Oh, my God.
So that's a great time for laughing and learning,
I think.
Perfect
time for laughing
and learning. You can just go over to their socials, find some tickets there. I would love it if we sold this out because otherwise, embarrassing for me.
I mean, it's also in the middle of the day.
Right?
Come on, man.
But that's the perfect time for a Sunday sesh, James.
Oh, it's a Sunday?
I think so.
Oh, my God.
Let me just double check.
I hope
I've opened the calculator app. That's not correct.
I think I'm actually genuinely busy on that day.
Oh, come on,
I would have come. Yeah, I wouldn't pay for it.
It is a Sunday.
Yeah. pay for it.
So you're going to show up for free.
Yeah.
And you're going to
I'll say, I wouldn't pay for this. I'm not going to pay money.
Okay, see everybody. So if you want to
I know everybody in that in real life, so why would I pay for that? I could just hang out with them in real life. I could make them hang out with me, including you.
Yeah. Anyway, if people want to check that out, that would be bloody terrific, and I would love to see you there.
So it's the Do Go On crew and you, and mate, is there an extra person?
I'm the extra person.
No, I thought, because sometimes they have two extra. So it's not the quiz.
Do you want to come along?
No, Mason, I can't. I'm busy.
You said you were free and you could be there. You will be there and you're not going to pay for it. So you may as well be on stage.
Fine, okay.
It's the only way they'll let you on.
I'll go. I'll be there. I'll be on stage. Everyone should buy tickets because I'll definitely be there.
Okay, great.
People are interested in seeing me be there, which I definitely will be.
Yeah.
And I'm not already busy.
Oh, and also one more thing.
Yeah.
Friend of the show, former guest of the show, Michelle Brazier.
Mm.
She's touring all over the place. We tried to find a spot to get her on these last few weeks.
But she refused.
Yeah, that's right. We couldn't quite manage it, but if you're in Los Angeles, she is doing a show on April the 3rd. So if you're listening to this just as it comes out.
Oh, my God, you got time.
Yeah, at the Dynasty Typewriter, which is a great name for a gig. She's doing a show, Average Bear, which I've seen and is very good.
Sweet.
Yeah.
April 3rd, you say?
April 3rd, and she's also doing stuff during the Comedy Festival. She's got an album launch on April 18th. She's doing a tour of the UK and Ireland in May and June.
Damn.
Yeah, she's all over the place, so people should check that out.
Check all Dem's things out.
I don't know which show she's doing, but every show I've seen
doesn't
matter. Has been great. So you should just,
yeah,
you
they're
should
all
just
good.
Say that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You're going to have a great time.
It's funny. It's moving.
Yep.
Claire's seen it. She loves it.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I've also seen it, just so you know.
Yeah, but you don't know funny and moving.
I know things. We've got that Dugon show coming up.
That's right.
Which I'm excited for.
Yeah.
All righty, righty.
Anyway, let's get into the show.
Let's do it, Mason. So here we go. This is about Star Trek IV. So the J.J. Abrams Star Trek reboot happened in 2009.
Yep.
It had two sequels with diminishing returns, even though the third one is probably the best one of all of
them. Yeah, I mean, they did. They flipped the classic Star Trek curse and they turned it into a modern Star Trek curse. The old Star Trek curse was only the odd-numbered ones were any good. No, wait, the old Star Trek curse was only the even-numbered ones were any good. And now they've flipped it, so now only the odd ones.
It's because of Galaxy Quest.
You think, oh, Galaxy Quest was like the interrupt in the middle. Okay,
right. That's what did it,
Okay, so this one's going to be bad. If they make it,
it's
going to
be bad. Yeah.
Okay, great. I'm excited for that.
Though it does have a new writer in Stephen Yocke. He worked on The Last Flight Attendant. The Flight Attendant.
Oh, I would love to see a movie called The Last Flight Attendant.
Just working so hard.
Yeah.
The last one?
That's right.
Working those shifts?
Yeah.
Impossible.
Yeah.
Apparently,
I'm going to be on three planes at once. They're doing executive decision style.
Zip lighting between
planes. So the flight attendant was that Kaylee
Cuoco. Just a tray of tiny Coca-Colas.
And they all get flung off by the turbulence as they go in between planes. This is the Kaylee Cuoco TV series, right?
Yes, apparently it's very good.
Yeah, I heard it's good.
I haven't seen it. Apparently this movie is going to be a conclusion, which makes sense because, I mean, even if they make this, which honestly, I don't think that they will.
Yeah.
I think everybody's too expensive and it's been too long and they don't make enough money.
They've moved to the Star Wars method, which is just put it all on TV. Because that's where people are. They're at home. They're watching TV.
I also think they're putting this out to be like, could we keep this going?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there nostalgia in this now? So this is the last one. The first one came out 15 years ago or whatever.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we'll have to see. But,
is this going to be the famed one where maybe Chris Pine and Chris Hemsworth team up?
That was a story at one point. We don't know. But I don't know whether that would even, I think I've talked about before, but that's probably the best shot at getting people in cinemas. But I don't know whether it is at this point.
Sure.
What do people remember about these? I like them. Not the second one. That's a bad one.
Yeah.
But I, in general, like them. Not that second one, which is a bad movie.
So two of three you quite like.
Two of three is good.
That's not bad.
Two of three? Are you kidding me?
And if they make this one and it's bad,
yeah,
two of four.
My God.
Which is even better odds.
That is better odds. That's right. That's half. That's good.
That's right.
Mason.
Yes.
On the YouTube channel, A Trip to the Movies. There's another good movie related.
Oh, that's not bad.
Why didn't I do that?
Yeah.
Anyway, I didn't. Stuck with this.
See, A Trip to the Movies, you could go any day.
Yeah.
Mr. Sunday Movies.
One day.
What if you're busy on Sunday?
And what if you're not Mr. Sunday Movies? What if you're a different person? Doesn't mean anything.
It's very unrelatable, isn't it?
Exactly. Exactly.
God.
I named it because I'm different than everyone else. I'm a little bit above. That's why I did it that way.
Okay.
But in hindsight, I don't know whether that was a good idea.
Yeah, it does betray like an inherent superiority. Like it's you really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is true.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever.
Yeah. You once told me it's because you feel you have a godlike nature.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
None of those kind of abilities have manifested in anything real.
Yeah. Well, you said you could sell out a live Do Go On show.
I did say that.
By pretending you weren't going to be there.
I will. Anyway, they spoke to director Gil Kenan, who did the latest Ghostbusters movie, about Netflix's upcoming Ghostbusters animated series. And he said, "All I can say is work is being done as we speak. It's in what we call full development. Scripts are being written, art is being created, and it's a great time to be a Ghostbuster. So we're going back to Ghostbusters animated. I think this is probably a good move if they want to get new audiences to the Ghostbusters. Because if you look at the box office return for these newer ones, they're pretty consistent. Like, they haven't grown.
That's true.
This one is probably going to make less. But that's also because Godzilla came out the week after.
Yeah, that'll kill it.
Which will make a big difference.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I think this is probably a good move to do something like this.
What Ghostbusters crew do you think they're going to go with? Original crew? New crew? Combined crew? Everybody?
Multiverse.
100 characters in every episode.
Multiverse.
Everybody gets half a line.
Yeah, multiverse.
Multiverse, terrific. I love that.
I was thinking about this, right, because remember when we talked about the movie Ghostbusters maybe last week?
Sure, absolutely.
Was that last week?
It might have been last week, yeah.
Yeah.
Did we have a filler episode in between?
We didn't. That'll be next week.
I mean
week.
A topic episode.
Yeah, that'll be next week.
Did we have a bland filler episode? I mean topic episode.
We might be able to do Monkey Man and The Last Omen next week, maybe, I think.
Yeah, okay.
I would like to do either or one of those. Last Omen, The First Omen.
Sure.
And how we talked about, like, I think they're going to do multiverse and they could bring in the animated. Mm. I think a good way to maybe continue or spin off into something new is that you take the animated characters and you cast them prop, like you give actors, real actors.
I'm listening.
Like you cast Blonde Egon and whatever.
Yeah.
And then you have that universe, because otherwise you'd have to do an animated thing in the real world or whatever, which seems harder. And you just and you cast the real Ghostbusters. Is that silly? Is that a silly thing to say?
I think you went off the rails like two sentences ago. I don't understand what's going on.
I'm saying,
why'd you cast a real Blonde Egon?
I'm saying the real
the real man. Get a man who looks like Blonde Egon.
Everything Ghostbusters.
But he's animated?
Yeah, no, he's real. Everything in Ghostbusters.
But he's in an animated show. Are we flipping the script here? Are we doing an animated Ghostbusters show, but there's a Blonde Egon played by a real man?
No, what I'm saying is they're probably considering Ghostbusters multiverse. So original Ghostbusters.
Gospel Busters.
Yes, the new Ghostbusters, the girl Ghostbusters from 2016,
uh-huh.
And then they'll bring in the animated ones, right?
Yeah, sure.
And then, but when they come into the world, they're real people.
Oh,
so you cast
okay.
them. Sure. And then you've got a young set of Ghostbusters, which are the same technically as, like, you know, your Bill Murray character, but they've recast
okay,
he's
sure.
Channing Tatum or whatever.
Sure. That young whippersnapper Channing Tatum.
Exactly. Well, they weren't young in the first one.
No, that's
one.
True. They weren't.
Yeah. So what do you think?
I love it. I feel like James Acaster in the new version,
yep.
He was like, he was the new Blonde Egon. You
sure.
You know what I mean?
Blegon.
Blegon.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, I had another thought about Ghostbusters because, you know, I often do. Mm-hmm. They're not very good. But I think that, like, a good, interesting thing for Ghostbusters, I think, would be you take one of the old Ghostbusters and one of the new ones, so probably mm-hmm. Bill Murray and probably Phoebe,
uh-huh.
and you put them on, like, a haunted train together.
Yeah.
And that's the movie. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't have any of his gear, but guess what? Ray's packed him his little proton pack.
Sure. So he does have his gear.
Yeah, at the end.
Okay, right.
At the end.
Okay, maybe a drone delivers the gear?
No, no drones.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
No drones.
Okay.
Ray's like, you know, this train has a history. And Venkman's like, I don't care about history. I only care about being a prick.
Sure.
So, but he packed, like how Aunt May packed his Spider-Man suit.
Okay,
it's the
sure.
same thing. He's packed. So the whole movie, most of it, let's say 80%,
uh-huh.
They don't have any of their ghost-busting stuff, but there's ghosts or a ghost running uh-huh. amok on this haunted train.
Yeah.
But then they get the thing at the end and then they do some ghost-busting.
Nice.
Maybe it's a little fold-out one like the Iron Man 2
oh,
suit.
My God. And you see Bill Murray's suit up in his Ghostbusters armor.
Yeah, exactly.
No? Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Anyway.
This is the latest nanotech Bill Murray. Here you go. What am I doing here? Like the suit-up sequence is him just like staring like at the crew being like, what am I... What am I doing
and
here?
Then the suit goes over him, then it's not him anymore.
That's right.
It's fine. You can see the rest of that.
Now, James, is your animus towards Ghostbusters? I'm sensing now it's perhaps bitterness that you haven't been brought in the ground floor to make more
exactly.
Ghostbusters movies.
No, it's just my bitterness.
Did you send a letter to Ivan Reitman and he never responded?
Yeah, he died.
Well, that's very
so I'm mad
rude
about
it.
That.
Yeah, I bet you are.
But no, I've just been thinking that, like, I think this is a really rich and interesting universe
yeah.
of, like, supernatural stuff.
Uh-huh.
And it's just, it's the same ending. It's like.
It is the same you know? Ending. You're
and
right. It's Ghostbusters 1 over and over again.
It doesn't
You're
have to be
right.
a haunted train. It can be a haunted anything.
And that
it can
also,
be a haunted double-decker yeah. bus.
That also, you know, solves the problem of there's now 19
exactly.
main characters.
That's yeah. what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, people think I hate Ghostbusters, and I do,
yeah.
But I don't. I think I'm mad because I think it should be good and it's not.
Yeah, I think because I think for some people it's like it's the comfort food thing.
Yeah,
it's kind of like,
and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, it's just you settle in and there's characters and you have a little bit of fun and it's basically the same. It's the soap opera thing. It's the NCIS thing.
Yeah.
It's like that kind of thing, but you want more.
Well, so I think sometimes that stuff lands though, doing that comfort food kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
I think for a time the Fast and Furious movies were that.
Yeah,
and now they're just nonsense.
I would say, and we're going to talk about it in a minute, but Godzilla versus Kong. I think that's approaching a comfort food thing. But
definitely.
Yeah, no, I see the appeal of that.
Also, it doesn't have to be Bill Murray.
Yeah.
It could be
somebody who wants to be in
somebody who wants to do it.
I think Ray and Phoebe would be good.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Would this work better as TV?
Maybe.
Because you could have a smaller budget thing and you could be like, this week it's Kumail and
whatever.
Whatever.
And the ghost of Kumail.
What?
Yeah.
He's died and he's gone back through time
to
meet himself? Wow. Well, you could do Kumail and Patton and James Acaster, right?
Yes.
I think that would be a good – I think even those personalities would work.
Yep.
Because there's a super enthusiastic guy. There's the guy who hates his job, which is James Acaster's character.
Yeah.
And then – or does he? He probably does.
Doesn't matter.
And you know, and Kumail.
And he's got that frozen hand.
He does have the
James
frozen
Acaster.
Hand. Yeah.
And imagine all the powers it has.
No, right.
It's just really brittle.
Yeah.
But I think that's interesting storytelling. I just like the idea of – a different setting, because that one of the things I liked about Ghostbusters Afterlife was that it was a different setting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
For some of it.
All right. So, folks, Ivan Reitman, if you're listening out there, give us the job. We'll EP the Ghostbusters
again,
TV series.
He died in real life. Jason Reitman.
But
there you go.
He's in the great beyond now.
That's true. You could pass that message on.
That's right.
To the executives at Sony. Anyway.
Oh, it's Sony.
Exactly.
Forget I said anything.
Exactly. It's Sony. I don't think it's like the creative people involved in these. All right. This is via comic book movie. No, sorry, start that again.
Whoa.
Which is great, comicbookmovie.com. But comicbook.com, producer Jerry Bruckheimer has confirmed that the next Pirates of the Caribbean movie will reboot the franchise.
And he's still alive.
And he is still. He confirmed that also.
That's right.
Confirmed two things.
I want to be clear, it's Don Simpson was the one who died.
Oh, that's sad, isn't it?
Well, it's a long time ago.
Yeah, well, that's
so now
still
it's less
sad.
Sad.
I guess it is. Time has passed. I'm okay with it. I didn't even know. But so it hit me. Just finding
it
that
did.
Out.
I heard that. And your voice cracked a little bit.
Yeah.
When you learned that Don Simpson died decades ago.
That's right. So he said, you don't know how they come together. You just don't know. Because with Top Gun, you have an actor who is iconic and brilliant. Tom Cruise, Mason.
Tom Cruise.
And how many movies he does before he does Top Gun, I can't tell you. But we're going to reboot Pirates so that it's easier to put together because you don't have to wait for certain actors.
Oh, ho, 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 ho. Who's that a shot at?
Johnny Depp, I would say. I don't think this will go down well.
No.
Whatever way you do this. Captain Jack is dull. It's a dead character.
Uh-huh.
Let's just, you're thinking of the first one, maybe the first three.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's a very boring character at this point.
And he wasn't even the main character in the first couple.
And then you want to reboot it into something else. And I just don't think people want that either.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I can see why they want to do it because even the bad ones do okay. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, what would you do with this? Nothing, obviously, but if you had to choose.
Oh.
Would you bring back Jonathan Depp?
No.
Mm.
No.
He's a parody, like, at this point. He's just like...
You know what I would do? I would team up Keith Richards and Paul McCartney's character.
Oh, my God.
They could be old blokes. Just old blokes.
Just old blokes.
Just old pirates.
Telling stories.
About being in the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. Not even any character stuff. Just
that's fine.
We put them in full costume.
Yep.
We put them in. Give them 3 to 4 hours of makeup each, and we put them in a room, and they can talk about being in.
Just say,
famous
rock bands. Do you remember the '60s? And they just let them go.
Yeah, that's right. And there are pirate battles happening behind, and we'll do that in post.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, I don't know. I think this is a no-win scenario.
Absolutely.
But you know, good luck to them. I can see why they would want to. I know they talked about Margot Robbie doing it at one point. What's the name from The Bear they talked about? Was she going to be
Io Debary?
Yeah.
Huh. I'd watch that.
I think they should bring back Zoe Saldana because she's in the first one.
That's right, yeah.
And then set that in the same universe because she's great. But
does she want to break her streak of being in four of the most...
$2 billion
movies.
Yeah, $2 billion, $2 billion.
Does she want to break her streak or drop her average of being in some of the highest grossing movies?
I mean,
of all
you
time?
Wouldn't want to, would you?
No, because she was in the Avatar movie, she's in the Avengers movies.
Yeah.
And then you do a Pirates movie that doesn't go anywhere. Come on.
Her and Sam Worthington kicking goals.
That's right.
Both of them. Equal right. amount of goals.
That's right.
Nearly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there you go. Anyway, we'll see. I wouldn't, but good luck. I just don't think they could – I would love to be surprised, but I don't think they would take enough risks for it to be interesting and new.
No, I think they would not have Johnny Depp, but they'd want a Captain Jack Sparrow-style character.
Yeah.
And it's like when they – was it the most recent one where they were like, well, we can't get Keira Knightley and Orlando Bloom for a significant amount of time. They are in it, but they're like, let's recast with the younger versions of them, and they basically have the same character.
Is it their kid even? I don't even know.
I don't know.
God, I –
But I would feel like they'd do. And I
remember that movie being bad.
It was pretty bad.
I don't remember anything else about it.
Yeah, but I really think the first one took people by surprise.
This one's amazing.
And then they sort of
people like 2 and 3.
Yeah,
I'm not a huge fan, but
anyway.
But at least 2 and 3 felt like they felt like something still, whereas 4 and 5 were just like.
I think people look, and you know, we talked about it when the last one came out. It was everybody seemed very tired in that.
Mm.
And I think that's people. If people remember them at all,
yeah.
I think they remember they probably remember the last one being like, oh, this was a kind of a drag.
Yeah, and also it's not just like I know Johnny Depp went through that court case recently and all of that, but there's also stories about like him on set and how like a behavior you wouldn't deem appropriate, difficult to work with.
Some real Brando stuff, period Brando
exactly,
stuff.
Exactly, yeah. So I could see even from that perspective why they wouldn't want to do it, like just that alone. But anyway, I don't give a shit. Florence Pugh was on Instagram and she said, listen, I'm filming Thunderbolts.
Listen up, Fives of 10 is speaking.
That's right. what's that from?
30 Rock.
That's great. And we found out that Thunderbolts is now titled Thunderbolts Asterix. Mm. Not Asterix as in Asterix and Obelix.
Thunderbolts versus Asterix and Obelix.
They would kill the Thunderbolts.
We've purchased.
They've got superpowers.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, Asterix when he drinks the potion and Obelix because he fell All into the magic potion when he was a baby.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
But go on. Why would they even be trying to invade that Gaulish village? What are they doing?
I don't know. It's crazy, but probably the government.
Probably the government.
They're like, that's the last holdout of Roman rule. Where do I get them?
They're still running about.
Hope they don't have magic potion all the time.
They do all the time.
They do pretty much have it all the time.
Getafix makes it.
That's right.
Anyway, what do you think this means?
Did you know that all in the translations, in the non-English translations, they all have different pun names?
I didn't know that.
Isn't that crazy?
It's beautiful translation.
Good work, everybody involved in that.
They're still making that. One of the guys is still alive, I think.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's the artist, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of them is somehow still alive. My dad read them as a kid, and then I read them as a kid.
Wow.
My dad's 110.
You shown them to your kids?
No.
Interesting.
I just let my kids, like the stuff that they like.
Nah, force some stuff on them.
Nah, man.
Force your old pop culture on them.
If he wants to read Asterix, he's more than welcome to, if he can find it.
Yeah. You've hidden it in your house?
Yeah, I've hidden it. It's a little quest.
Yeah. You're like, one day you'll find it and you'll be really enriched, literature-wise. And he's like, oh, Asterix. I've got Marvel superheroes, Dad. What are you doing here?
And the Asterix I know is Thunderbolts Asterix.
That's
Speaking
right.
of.
Oh, yes.
What is this? What does it mean?
I think it's probably they've just got a new title. They've got a subtitle.
Like a working title?
Yeah, Thunderbolts versus Avengers or...
You don't think it's even, like, this is the actual title and they can't think of a name in the movie, so they're just like, we'll call ourselves Thunderbolts, asterisk. We'll come back to this.
Maybe,
we'll figure
it
out down
figure
the line.
It out later.
We can't agree on it and whatever.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's like that final line of the most recent Fantastic Four movie.
Good movie.
Yeah.
But, I mean... Could be an interesting movie. Everybody has the Captain America or Black Widow powers.
Yeah,
that's what's happening.
Good.
And we'll go from there.
Yeah,
I
think it's probably going to be Thunderbolts, Dark Avengers, or Thunderbolts versus the Avengers. Or they got a shoehorn in Avengers somewhere, I think.
We'd think Sentry is going to be in it. Isn't that the idea as well?
Maybe Steven Yeun was going to be Sentry, but
now
he's not anymore.
Bill Pullman's son.
Oh.
Yeah, Max Pullman.
Oh.
Real name. What do we
Max
got?
Pushman.
Yeah, he was Top Gun Maverick. He was the nerd.
Oh.
But he looks like Bill Pullman.
Great, I love that.
He's not a nerd. I mean, he was the president. You have to be a fucking nerd to be the president.
Yeah.
Imagine?
Yeah.
Big fucking geek.
Well, we don't
know about the economy. I want to be in charge. Fuck you.
Yeah, get out of here.
Go on.
There, I look every week. It's not significant enough to I don't think put in the podcast. But every week, Anthony Mackie's saying something worse about his movie that's coming out.
It's bad. I hate making these. They don't let me do anything.
They don't make any sense. These movies. I don't know what's going on.
Movies aren't real anymore.
Anyway, come see this. Come see this when it comes out in 6 months to a year. I don't know. I'm excited
if it comes out.
If it comes out.
Oh my god! This is by Daniel Richtman.
Wait, do you have any more thoughts about Thunderbolts?
It could be all right. Yeah. I like the cast.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm one of the three people who actually liked Black Widow as a movie.
That's true, yeah.
I know, like, everything looks bad at the end, but I like the family dynamic.
Yeah,
And David Harbour's really fun in that.
That's true.
Yeah. There we go, Mason. Do you have any more thoughts?
No.
Can I move on now?
You may move on, yes.
This guy, every day with this. You don't know this, but we do this 7 days a week.
And that's then, right. Then one is salvageable.
Or we piece it together.
Yeah.
Daniel Richtman said Fantastic Four, the upcoming MCU reboot movie, is actually going to be set in an alternate universe.
Oh.
So they're going to be, it's a multiverse situation, which we love. Do you think it's going to be a combining of universes, or do you think it's going to be they just jump over and go, we live here now?
Yeah, I mean, if this is true.
We live here now.
I'm going to say my guess would be they're in a collapsing universe or something like that.
Well, isn't that what Deadpool and Wolverine might be about?
Maybe. So, yeah. I mean, potentially this is, you know, the incident that gives them their powers is also, you know, it's created a black hole and it's going to consume all the universes.
Oh, my God, there's a portal?
And they have to jump over and then it's like, well, this is like the 90s or whatever.
This is like the 90s
like
or whatever.
Like the 90s, yeah.
Yeah.
Listening to Pearl Jam.
Yeah, man. This is 30 years ago, the 90s.
That's right.
Doesn't seem right.
20 years ago.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Uh-huh.
That's filming later this year, I think. And then we've got some Spider-Man 4 news via Jeff Snyder. Now, this currently doesn't have a director, but one of them being eyed is Justin Lin, did some Fast and Furious movies.
Sure.
And I think some good ones as well.
I agree.
I think he's a good director. And then he left because Vin Diesel is
enthusiastic about
probably
his properties.
Too enthusiastic
work
with.
Yeah,
so
sure,
you want
sure.
him to take the reins of whatever's happening over there.
Sure, absolutely.
So, so he's looking for work. And, yeah, I think he could be a good choice, actually.
He's looking for work.
Oh, he did the good Star Trek. He did Star Trek 3. He did the third one,
Star Trek
Beyond, which is a really good one. Mm-hmm. Has a dirt bike chase in it.
That's right.
And it works.
Yeah.
Shouldn't. Mm. It shouldn't.
Maybe that's why he doesn't work with Vin Diesel anymore, because Vin called him up and was like, you putting dirt bikes in your movies? That's sort of our thing.
Did I hear this correctly? Oh, Vin. He'll be all right.
Yeah.
Do you think he'll be all right?
I don't think he'll be all right.
Fair enough. It's by the Cosmic Circus, also about Spider-Man 4. Apparently, since he's either lost or detached himself from everyone that he's ever loved.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
remember there was that big spell and everyone forgot Peter Parker?
I don't remember that.
It's in the movie.
I don't remember it though.
So all he's got to keep him going is being Spider-Man, whether the city loves him or not. And so the idea is that Spider-Man persona is slowly like consumed his existence and Peter Parker was fading away. It's compared to that of Robert Pattinson's Batman in The Batman. Where there's not really a Bruce Wayne.
Mm, sure.
It's just Batman and a guy who's awkwardly standing not in a Batman suit.
That's right. But with a Batman eye makeup on.
That's right. Yeah. I wonder, is this the opportunity to do Venom suit then?
Because because he's all sad and emo.
Fading away.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
We still don't know whether this is going to be multiverse or ground level.
God.
I hope it's ground level.
Me too.
But
me too.
Who am I to say?
But the people have demanded.
Yes.
Multiverse stuff.
I don't think they have.
No, I don't want sad Peter Parker either.
No?
You know what? I just resolve it. Resolve it in the first 10 minutes.
No, man, make him sad. It's fine. You can give him a sad one.
Okay, maybe.
He's had it too good for too long in these movies.
It's true.
Yeah.
Oh, look at me. My dad's rich.
Yeah, my dad's rich. He's not. Imagine if he was.
Oh, yeah.
I tell everybody he's rich.
Yeah, nice.
And my daddy bought Microsoft. Don't look it up. this is fun. Speaking of rich dads.
Okay.
This is via the Financial Times. Nelson Peltz, talked about this last week. Him and Ike Perlmutter have been plotting to take over things that they want to get the board members to vote them in charge of Disney because they've got big plans. To make things worse.
Great. Not for everyone.
No.
It's going to be better for rich people.
It'll be better for them, yeah.
It'll be better for them.
Yeah.
They're like, we are openly campaigning to make this worse just for the benefit of us.
Yeah.
Anyway, let us
Why can't you see that?
That's right.
Well, we do see it.
We do see that, but we're not in charge of this. So you will be voted in and you will ruin this.
So Nelson Peltz, of course, so him and Ike Perlmutter, Nelson Peltz's granddaughter's in one of the Transformers movies.
And she's in Avatar.
The
Avatar movie.
The Shyamalan
one. Recently learned that, because again, I
bet. Is she married to a Beckham, maybe?
She's married to Brooklyn Beckham.
He's a normal one, isn't he?
Yeah, they're all very normal. but she isn't, I learned recently, she's in that Avatar movie, the Shyamalan one, and so apparently, and I don't remember this, but I'm told that they had to race swap a bunch of characters because they're like, well, it'd be weird if she was white and all the other characters were not white, so we just got to make.
Can we have a line that explains that, or cast somebody else?
No, we got to recast this. Everybody got to be white.
Cool. Anyway, so he was talking about the state of Marvel, Nelson Peltz, and he said, "I love this. This is great. People go to watch a movie or a show to be entertained. They don't go to get a message. Why do I have to have a Marvel that's all women?"
Wow. Great stuff.
Now,
what an incredible message too.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, there's no message. Mm. That's important.
Yeah, but if women, that's a message.
I love also the phrasing, why do I have to have a Marvel that's all women?
Yeah.
You're trying to take this over. You should have an understanding.
What do you think this company you're trying to take over makes? Their assistant's just gone, Marvel. And he's gone, they make a Marvel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not that I have anything against women.
You do.
No, not. He said not. You're not listening.
Oh, yeah, good point.
But why do I have to do that? Why can't I have Marvels that are both? Why do I need an all-black cast? Just unprompted, by the way. Just throw that on at the end. This is wild.
Yeah. Also, that none of those movies have an all-black cast because they have Martin Freeman in them.
Well, that's a thing. So if you look...
Fiddling with a little joystick or whatever.
Yeah, I mean...
Or getting arrested also, by Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Also, you could Louis say,
Dreyfus. Like... So there's, like, Martin Freeman and... Andy Serkis is in, like, Black Panther. That's not even an all-black cast. You could even flip it and be like, well, Age of Ultron is an all-white cast because there's a couple of black people in it.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, it could work both ways. But anyways, he was asked, would he fire Kevin Feige? Uh-huh. He said, I'm not ready to say that, but I question his record. Kevin Feige is probably, not probably, he is the most successful film producer
ever. Of all time.
The MCU has made $30 billion.
Yeah.
It's with a B, not million.
Well, he could do better, couldn't he?
Yeah, I guess he could.
All the last few movies all could have made $1 billion.
They could and they haven't. You're right. Yeah, yeah.
If they employed this guy's new strategy of no women, no black people,
yeah,
they would have made billions of dollars.
That's probably true. Yeah.
Well, I mean, obviously the last few movies haven't been $1 billion
because they've been whatever.
Because they've been whatever, and because they've for a bunch of reasons they've become sort of production line-esque. And people
They're
crunching everybody.
The output's too much.
There's no,
which was their mandate.
Yeah, there's
by
no
the
kind
way.
Of guiding principle behind. Like, there's no, they're not leading up to another big.
Yeah.
Maybe they are, but the general audiences can't see it, etc.
Yeah.
And maybe Feige is at fault for not steering the ship in the last couple of years as finely as he could.
Yeah.
But imagine this guy thinking he could do better.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you had a full decade of making the most popular movies of all time.
Yeah.
And you've slipped off a little bit in the last couple of years. Well, I question that record.
He said, they say we know nothing about the movie business. We don't claim we do.
Great.
But terrific. I don't think they do with five big losers in a row. They've lost first place in animation. They've lost first place in features. Maybe it's time to change management. In those divisions.
And you know what I say? Bring it on.
Yeah.
Let's see what you do.
I wouldn't hate this.
Just
to see what happens. Yeah. I don't think it is going to happen, but because I know, I mean, Disney are already course correcting. We won't see that for like a couple of years. Mm-hmm. We don't know what that's going to look like necessarily, but we know where they're pulling back. But this would be a train wreck. Imagine putting this guy in charge. Doesn't even know the name of anything. He's a million years old. He's a racist. Like, what are you doing?
And everybody's going to – you know what I would love to see? This guy at the forefront replacing Kevin Feige, and everybody's just like, what are you going to do for Secret Wars? Are you going to incorporate the Beyonder in Secret Wars? And he'd be like, I don't know what that is. Is he black? Then no.
So, yeah, we'll see how this goes.
We're going to have a Beyonder.
Yeah. I don't think this kind of – I mean, he would have, like, got somebody to put this out thinking that this was a good idea to kind of sway Disney shareholders.
Yeah.
But I think if you're on the board of that and you know anything, you'd look at this and go, oh, this is a crazy person. Mm-hmm. And no. I mean, but whatever. If he could maybe promise them, like, a short-term, like, bump in stock, which I don't think would happen. I think if he did take over – the stock would, I think the immediate thing would be it would plummet.
Right.
I think it would recover, but right. I think the instant reaction would sure. be a dip.
Mm.
That's what I think.
I think this guy's a bloody dip, if you ask me.
I am a dip. Me.
No, him.
But me
but
also.
You also, yes.
But for yeah. different reasons.
Two dips.
Yeah, two big dips. Anyways, this is Via Production Weekly. Here's a log line for the Teen Titans movie. The Teen Titans are further apart than ever before. What have they been up to? We don't know.
Probably got lost at the mall.
They may have, yeah. Until Damian Wayne recruits Starfire, Raven, Beast Boy, and the new Kid Flash to join him in a fight against his own grandfather, Ra's al Ghul. Or Ra's al Ghul, depending how you say it.
That's right. I think they should alternate throughout the movie.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. They could make that a cool running joke.
Everybody's confused, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Or not a joke, just do it anyway.
That's right.
Kind of like they did in Batman Begins, I think.
Yes.
I think it's just different depending on who's yeah. saying it. What do you think of that? Starfire, Raven, Beast Boy, Kid Flash.
Bit of fun.
Damian Wayne, lost in a mall.
Yep, I love
it's cheap,
that.
Put in a mall. Just That's use right. one of the malls from Stranger Things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like it. I like that idea. If this is real, which it could be. It seems could like be. It might be. It's yeah. Wire Production Weekly.
Seems plausible.
Yeah, that's right. So there you go. That's at least 3 years away. But and this one's via comicbook.com. They spoke to Henry Golding. Was his most famous role?
Snake Eyes.
Snake Eyes, that's right. About a Snake Eyes sequel. He's promoting the new Guy Ritchie thing at the moment, I think.
Oh, is he in The Gentleman?
Yeah. No, it's not The Gentleman. It's the blokes on a boat shooting Germans, whatever it's called.
Oh,
Henry Cavill's in
Ministry
it.
Of Ungentlemanly Ministry Warfare. Of Warfare. Okay. Because Henry Golding was in The Gentleman, the movie. And the movie Snake Eyes.
Oh, he was in The Gentleman, the movie. You're right, yeah. He said, I mean, Lorenzo Di Bonaventura.
Great name.
I agree. He's a producer on G.I. Joe and Transformers. He's a busy man and a phenomenal producer. And it's in safe hands. He's talking about the future of G.I. Joe and Transformers.
Absolutely.
Whatever happens, which could be nothing, I think it's going to be a combination of what has come and what is to come.
Nice.
Probably
perfect.
True.
Yeah, that's true.
I think
isn't that just like life?
It is.
Yeah.
It's of what's happened and what's going to happen.
And the potential future, you know, yeah. that golden future we're all heading towards. A golden future.
Yes,
we're all
very good.
Towards.
I think Paramount have some grand plans. So there you go.
For example, what if there were a bunch of guys shooting red lasers and a bunch of guys shooting blue lasers?
They're running at each
other. They're running at each other.
To stop the big laser that's happening.
Yeah, somebody's built a big laser.
It's too big.
Too big to blow up the world, this laser.
Yeah, it could. Or a, yeah. or a dimension. Yeah, so.
Yep, absolutely.
Can we get the, I want the Transformers suits. As you put them on and you transform and you're in the suit.
I don't like that.
Why not?
They're bad. They're bad and stupid.
In the show? Remember in the movie where Danny has one, it's like a suit, then it's a car.
Oh, I thought you meant
not the G.I. Joe exos.
No. Okay, I thought you meant the G.I. Joe suits where they're running really fast. And it's like, wow, what a core premise of G.I. Joe. You get in a suit and you run really fast.
That is a core premise.
You run through buildings and stuff.
What do you think? You like it?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, so yeah. I mean, they're going to have another shot at this.
Yeah.
We don't know what.
Because what else are they going to do? Make an original thing?
No. They've also got an animated Transformers movie out. I think it's this year, Transformers 1. It's supposed to be coming out.
Yeah, with Chris Hemsworth is going to be in it somehow.
He's Optimus Prime.
I love that.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah.
And that's movie news.
That's great. I love the future of G.I. Joe.
But because it incorporates things from the past.
Yeah. Mm. Just big weird tanks.
When's he going to get his snake face? When are they going to throw acid on him?
That's a great question.
Or he gets the... what is it? He gets like a jet to the face. Of-
like a heli. Yeah, in the comic books, he's like a helicopter. He's in a helicopter and like a fuel line breaks and it burns his face off.
He doesn't like that, does he?
No, doesn't like it.
Yeah, very good.
I mean, he doesn't talk after that, so maybe he does like it. He never said.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Someone give him a pen, but don't.
No. He'll kill you with it. It's a deadly weapon in his hands.
Right. That's right.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of mother. Or sales. I definitely prefer. Don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, NYX, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. You know what's really annoying when you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot? Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect.
It's time for a new movie.
Whoa.
Because it always is.
A new empire.
That's right.
A new Frozen empire.
No, that was a different week.
It's the same though, isn't it?
No. Some movies are better than others. Some movies.
I disagree. I think all movies are great.
All right.
In a way, all movies. All the movies, that's what I call them now.
Yeah, okay.
All the movies are beautiful and cinema is a wonderful thing.
That's probably true.
And if you disagree and if you think anything is bad, you're a hater.
Yeah, that's probably
some
true.
Some movies are all for the fans. Every movie's for the fans.
I don't know if Sony are making movies.
Rise Up Before Sunrises. Everybody loves the Before trilogy. I'm here with you.
Do you think what Sony are doing is for the fans?
I don't know what they're doing.
Madam Web?
No, that's not for the
fans. Because if you're really.
In a way, it is, isn't it?
No.
Because it's for like. It's for.
If you know anything about Madam Web, that's not for you.
Yes, that's true. I guess it's for completely uncritical Spider-Man fans, or at least that's what they think it's for.
Yes.
You know, they just go Spider-Man and people go, ooh, I like the other Spider-Man. This is Spider-Man related in some way. I'll see it. So in a way, it is for fans, but a certain type of fan.
They should have called it Spider-Man Origins, Madam Web.
Nice.
Dimensional Rift. Dimensional Frozen Empire.
That's right.
Yeah. Anyways.
Dimensional Drift.
Anyways. Godzilla.
Dimensional Tokyo Drift.
Godzilla X-Kong.
Yes.
Budget of $135 million. Mm-hmm. And box office return, it's looking good.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like it's going to have about a 67 million opening weekend.
Okay, all right.
Maybe more. Ooh. Initially it was going to be lower.
Yep.
But it seems like this is getting a bit of traction.
People are getting out there on the Easter long weekend.
They are,
if in fact
they?
You have that where you are.
Yeah, that's right. And internationally it's probably going to make about 80 to 85 million. That means it's going to be below the opening of Godzilla 2014, which made $93 million in the US. But it's above Kong Skull Island, which made 61 million. So this will be the second highest opening for these movies.
I mean, that tells me that for people, the draw is Godzilla.
Yes.
Not Kong necessarily.
That might be true. Though this feels more like a Kong movie.
It does, doesn't it?
Also, it's not doesn't seem to be facing much competition from Ghostbusters,
that's
which
true.
Is dropping off quite a bit.
The Battle of the Frozen Empires, though, isn't it?
Boy, is it, Mason. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I've just got here Tell me if this is right.
Mm-hmm. Go
what
on.
Do you think the story was?
Oh, come on, mate.
I got you then, didn't
you
I?
You got me. It's absolutely true.
What's
well,
true?
This is a sequel to Godzilla.
2014, versus, and yeah. also Godzilla,
Godzilla
King Kong Island,
Kong
also
Island.
Godzilla King of Monsters,
King of Monsters,
also Godzilla versus King Kong.
Kong. Yeah, that's right. It's a sequel yeah. to all of those,
and Godzilla minus one.
It's a sequel to that also.
Yeah.
So after the events of Godzilla versus Kong,
mm-hmm.
Godzilla's on the surface world.
Yep.
Big mistake, and Kong is down in the Hollow Earth.
Big
which
mistake
is real.
Also. Or was that not a big mistake?
It's, yeah, I mean, he's not having a great time.
No, he's but lonely.
You know what's interesting about this movie? And then I'll tell you about the plot.
Yep.
Is that Godzilla...
Don't think I'll forget.
No, you might forget. You've done it before. Godzilla Minus One is all about, like, the point of view characters, obviously they're the human characters.
Yeah.
You know, and their trials and tribulations and getting back on their feet after big, you know, big events. But in this movie, the point of view character, it's not the human characters. This has human characters. But the point of view character, I think, in this is King Kong.
Absolutely.
Because he's just like, he's got to do human stuff. He's got to go to the dentist and he's like.
He's got a job.
He's got a job and he's always like, he doesn't have a girlfriend and he's like, he's just, you know, but because he's constantly being pursued by monsters in the Hollow Earth and he's like.
There's a moment where he gets mugged.
Where he gets mugged. He's just doing it. And there's a point where he tears a big monster in half and he gets covered in green slime and he's like, ugh. Has to go and have a shower. That's right. But he's the point of view character.
Absolutely.
You feel
is.
For him. Like yep. the rest of the characters are sort of half-baked cardboard cardboard cutouts, increasingly.
Yes.
But in this, it's King Kong, and he's trying to make his way in the Hollow Earth.
It's hard. Because the sky is also a mountain.
Right?
It's confusing.
And every day you'd wake up and you go, am I supposed to be on that friggin' ground or this ground? Where did I leave the TV remote? Did I leave it on this ground or the
other
ground?
Also, is it perfectly like, is it inverted sphere, whole thing?
Oh, I don't know.
From the inside?
I don't know.
Where's the light source? Is it a big crystal? It's probably a big crystal.
But anyway, he's all out there and he's like, oh, I don't know what's going on. I've met some others like me.
Yeah.
And then he does.
I grow a beard.
That's right.
He had a beard in the last one.
But then it turns out they're bad. So he's got to fight him. But then,
yeah.
But then they got to contrive a way that he fights Godzilla for a bit and then they team up.
That's right.
They do that.
Yeah.
They did the run.
They
run
do
together.
A run together, don't they?
Yeah.
He's definitely given more personality than I think he's probably had before.
Uh-huh.
Or no, maybe not. That's true. Maybe that isn't true. I think he's given more human qualities.
Yes.
He's clearly getting smarter,
uh-huh.
I guess, and sadder,
yeah.
Which is fun.
Because that's what happens.
Yeah.
When you get smarter, you do get sadder.
That's true. I wouldn't know. But, Godzilla, I wouldn't say he's an afterthought, but is more of a minor player compared to that of King Kong. Godzilla's more like a cat.
He's more like
I mean,
a cat.
There's a very
and King
cat
Kong's cut. More like a dog.
Yeah, that's right. or a bloke.
He's like a bloke.
Yeah. Well, how do you feel about the human stuff in this? We've got some returning characters.
That's true.
Who is
it? We've got Rebecca Hall is back.
Yep. She's got a haircut.
Brian Tyree Henry is back.
He's got a haircut.
We've got the young lady.
Yep.
Whose name I cannot recall. Who's
doesn't
from the Iwi tribe.
Yep.
Hair long, I think. Hair
it's
longer,
true.
But potentially.
Dan Stevens. He's got the Ryan Gosling haircut.
He's new, and they needed a kind of a cowboy guy.
Yep.
So he's in it.
That's right. I don't think any of them are bad at all.
Here's a thought I had. Half of these characters know they're in a movie and the other half don't. So Rebecca Hall's character doesn't know she's in a movie.
No idea.
Dan Stevens' character absolutely knows he's in a
movie.
He
figured it out.
Brian Tyree Henry's character knows he's in a movie. King Kong knows he's in a movie.
Yep.
Because half the time he's like, oh, brother, here we go again.
He looks to the camera
but
and he
Godzilla
goes,
doesn't know he's in a movie.
No.
And no one told him.
Oh, and the girl who lost her tribe doesn't know she's in a movie.
She doesn't know she's in a movie,
she's
yeah.
living a real life.
Yeah.
Oh, and the guy from Andor, he doesn't know he's in a movie.
No, that's true.
Because he wouldn't have done that thing that happened to him.
That's right, yes.
Yeah. We will do more spoilers, but you kind of have a rough idea of what this is.
Have you seen the trailer? It's going to go like that.
Yeah. I think this is, you know, this could have easily fell into the trap of, I'm recovering from illness, by the way, if that's my.
You're eating a lozenge.
I'm eating a lozenge.
And everyone knows it now.
Good. I hope they do.
You're eating one of those cocaine lozenges from the 1900s.
Mason, it's just straight up cocaine.
Okay, right.
But I think. Because I'm sure the comparison could be made and people will probably throw it at me that I didn't like Frozen Empire because it did a lot of the things that it's already
right,
done.
Huh.
But I think this does the things that have already happened, but there are fun additions to it,
right,
which which get it over the line for me. Okay. I don't think this is like amazing.
Okay.
But I think it's got some fun moments. I think it's got a good villain.
Yeah. I think this is, again, like we said, it's sort of a comfort food movie. If you like the previous ones, if you like the direction the American MonsterVerse movies are going, I think you'll like this one because it has all the beats you're expecting.
Yes. I think this idea that, you know, people say like switch your brain off or whatever. For me, I look at the things like this, like, is this fun?
Yeah.
That to me is like, then I can forgive things if it's like, well, this is a fun journey. There's some things that I think probably it didn't need. There's an anti-gravity moment, which I think was pretty unnecessary.
Added little to the action except for like a brief, like an extra 2 minutes to the runtime or whatever.
Floating about.
I think this movie has a lot of, this movie to me feels like it has a lot of working backwards. It's like, okay, oh, we need this to happen, so let's just say this or what. Like, there's a lot of odd coincidences and contrivances that lead up, but at the same time, I'm like, yeah, but this is a movie about a giant lizard and a giant ape.
Yeah,
I kind of feel like the villain isn't bad, but I feel like he's a little bit underbaked
in terms of
you don't really see much of him. Like a lot of his backstory is just delivered through exposition.
Yeah.
Like a character just goes into a room and reads some sigils and goes, he's from the dawn of time and blah, blah, blah. And this happened and he was stored away in a vault or whatever. Okay. Now he's mad about it. I don't feel like maybe he got enough runtime that I'm, and also he's just a giant gorilla. You know?
See, that's, but
all
I,
right, what is he? He's an orangutan.
But I think I liked it because he's a guy. And he is just kind of a guy where he's not a physical match for either King Kong or Godzilla, like individually.
Right, yeah.
But he's a rat. So he's a survivalist. Yeah. Like he's figured out that he's smart enough. Like the reason he's in charge and he can win a fight is because he's smarter than everybody else.
You know what it just occurred to me? The thing perhaps that he needs a black order. He needs like how Thanos has the regular sized guy and the really big guy, the magic guy and the woman.
Yeah.
Carrie Coon from Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. I think he needed that.
He's got some like heavies, but
they're just all, they're interchangeable kind of thing. Right. I think you needed one that's got one really big arm and one who's got one really big eye or whatever. And so I can tell them apart and I know
I know
how the good guys are going by how many of those guys he's defeated.
Because some of them are like, they just look like bald dudes that King Kong beats up.
Yeah. There's some interesting scaling in this. I wouldn't say it's bad, but it's interesting how
when suddenly you'll see them next to something and then you realize how big
like,
everybody
there's,
is.
You know, when we see King Kong exploring the Hollow Earth and he's encountering these other apes, it's just some dudes in a room kind of thing. But then when they emerge on the surface world, you're like, oh, they're building
size.
That's
right. I forgot.
I wouldn't say it's bad, but I'm just like, it's interesting.
You forget?
I think it did it better than, say, Quantumania did.
Right. Okay.
Which is not that difficult.
No. Yeah. I'd agree with that. I think there's a moment where you see this in the trailers, where King Kong finds an underground society of apes and he goes in and they're like a bunch of them have been enslaved to, you know, move rocks around or whatever.
Yeah, sure.
And it's just Temple of Doom.
Yes.
Like there is a very confronted by a guard Temple of Doom moment. And I think it was interesting seeing him.
Yeah.
Like a guy who's kind of free range
and
has been killing monsters on the surface and he's so much bigger and smarter than everybody else.
Yeah, right.
And I think that was an interesting dynamic.
Yeah. Oh, and of course, another interesting dynamic was we have little baby Kong.
Yeah.
Who's a little, what is he?
A mini Kong.
He's a mini Kong.
Yeah.
And he's down there with the grubs.
Yeah.
And he's all mean and he's being treated poorly. He's all mean and feral and he doesn't like King Kong initially.
Yeah.
Because he's been raised to just like hate everybody and fight or whatever. And then, he doesn't know he's in a movie.
No, he doesn't know.
King Kong constantly being like, you're in a movie, man. Just come with me.
People are going to like this dynamic.
Yeah. We can be a couple of buddies. We can do a father and son thing movie that we're in.
Well, speaking of,
yes.
I took my son to see this.
Oh, yes.
Having seen probably none of the other movies. He's seen some of like Godzilla versus Kong at a friend's house or whatever. But there's a moment where King Kong first goes, oh, by the way, there's a Hollow Earth. But there's an even hollower Earth.
Oh, there's an even hollower Earth. Exactly. A hole opens up and there's an even hollower Earth.
Yeah. And he goes in there and immediately when King Kong goes down there, he gets mugged.
Yeah.
He gets jumped. And so it's him fighting these other apes, which he's never seen before.
Uh-huh.
And their little Kong has like tricked him into it. And there's a moment where he picks him up, little Kong, and just is using him as a weapon.
Yeah, that's right.
And there's a moment where one of the apes is running away and he throws a rock and you see it's like go down and hits the guy in the back of the head and he falls over.
Uh-huh.
And my son Loved it. Yeah. Lost it. Mm-hmm. Just losing his mind about how funny that
Did your son love it when Godzilla powered up and he became Pink Godzilla?
He didn't mention it. He didn't.
That's
care
interesting.
At all.
I thought he would have loved that. His son loves things powering up.
I don't think he's seen enough
to know that's
not a normal. Right, I mean, he's done it before, but that's not his normal color.
Yeah, that's true.
What do you think about Godzilla in this?
Loved it.
Yeah, I like. I think it's a good aesthetic.
I think so too.
Yeah,
it looked good against the snow and against.
I don't think it's permanent either, right?
No, it's not. No, no.
Yeah,
no.
It's interesting that. But what you do see of Godzilla, because he's still doing his job, like roaming around killing big crabs or whatever. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, there's a moment where they fight, like in the pyramids and whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I would just love to see, as they're tearing that apart, just people being killed.
Well,
because they're.
James, everybody evacuated. Don't
they've
even
just
worry
ignored
about
that
it.
Aspect of these movies now where they fight in. Is it. There's a big fight in Rome.
There's a fight in Rome and Cairo and. Yeah. And
Third place.
Yeah, assorted places we aren't, so it doesn't matter.
People are just kind of okay with it.
Yeah.
You know, at this point.
Yeah, it's a far cry from the 2014 Godzilla where we see the human cost of it and everybody's being, you know, carried away on stretchers and going into, you know, FEMA camps and all this
and
sort of
like
stuff.
But now it's like Godzilla saved us and it's like, well, he's also wrecking a bunch of stuff on the way out, but, you know, whatever, I guess. Mm-hmm. Can't they fight in the desert?
They did.
The Egypt.
Cairo.
Yeah, you're right. There's nothing there.
Yeah.
It's totally fine. Mm. Godzilla suplexes Kong at one point, which sure apparently does. Is controversial.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay, great. Let's get into big time, big spoilers, I reckon.
Sure.
But I'm going to say best movie ever. I had a fun time with this.
Is it better than the last one? I don't know.
Which was the last one?
Godzilla versus Kong.
Is that the one where they fought King Ghidorah? No, that was the one they fought Mechagodzilla.
Yes.
I think it's better than the one they fought Mechagodzilla.
I think it might be too. Yeah. Though I did like the battleship fight in that one as well. I thought that was a good fight. But
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, but there's big team-ups in this, which I do enjoy. There's an additional Titan. Well, there's two additional Titans. One, which I think was kind of unnecessary that they put in. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's do spoilers.
Let's do spoilers. Like, it's time for big time spoiler time, folks. But I think people should check this out.
If you like these.
Yeah.
It's not Godzilla Minus One. I think it's...
No, if that was your first Godzilla film, this is going to be a little bit different.
I think that it's good that we're getting kind of two types of this, these movies. Because if you look at also the trajectory of the original Godzilla movies, they become this.
Yeah, like I guess that's true, yeah.
Serious and somber, and then they get kind of more ludicrous.
And it's just aliens showing up with more monsters.
I think there is an end point of this, though. I think they're gonna hit a wall.
Okay.
Maybe in the next one or two movies.
In what way?
Like... There's only so many monsters that can team up and
I guess
appear
that's true,
and whatever before they have to set it on a train, like my Ghostbusters idea.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Murder on the Orient Express, but it's Godzilla and Kong.
That's right, yeah.
I think they've probably also reached the limit of Godzilla and Kong can't exist on the same plane because they'll...
They know each other now.
Yeah, I reckon they're probably... In the next one, I think... Also, Mothra's back, by the way. Mothra comes back.
I don't.
Is it a different Mothra or the same Mothra? I don't know.
Yeah,
I think it's
just in an egg.
I mean, nobody in the movie specifically says this is a different Mothra from the last one, and I'm sort of getting the impression that Mothra is like a reincarnation thing in this universe. Like, there's a Mothra now, and it's
there an egg at the end of King of Monsters or something?
Can't remember.
I mean, we did look at them recently.
Yeah. But I think, you know what? I think they're probably going to, at the start of the next one, I reckon they're probably going to go, Mothra's radiation means that Godzilla and Kong can understand each other now. And so they just won't fight anymore.
That's fine with me.
I'm pretty confident that, like, they're going to go, these three have an understanding now. And so they're not going to.
Unless they don't.
Unless they don't. And then they'll have to fight for a bit.
Yeah. I don't think the Mothra thing was really necessary, though.
No, but they needed one more surprise for the...
And the ice lizard.
Yeah, that's true, they did.
Yeah.
There's a big ice lizard because they needed Godzilla to fight a guy as well. Because if it was just Godzilla and Kong versus the new orangutan, they would have...
That would have been that's a murder.
They would have taken two limbs each and just put... It would have been 2 seconds, that fight. So they needed a guy to fight Godzilla, and it's kind of this ice Titan.
Yeah.
He's like Godzilla in reverse.
It's
true. And he's being controlled somehow by one of his spines.
A crystal.
Magic crystal.
That's what
I guess magic, it's fine.
Yeah. No, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also we learn, of course, that there's an ancient Iwi tribe that have been living in the hollowest part of the hollow earth, a new hollow part.
So hollow.
And they have been sending out a distress call to Godzilla because they know that the evil orangutan was going to...
The Scar King.
...was going to release the ice dragon guy, and then the ice dragon guy is going to ice over the world and cause a new ice
and
age.
And run through a portal.
Run through a portal, exactly. I was going to... Well, that's the thing in terms of contrivances.
Yeah.
There's so many, like... Well, it's how are we going to get up to back to the regular Earth? Well, there's a portal there.
Just
it's fine.
That one.
There's a moment people have seen this in the trailer. King Kong gets his arm injured.
Yeah.
And it gets frostbitten. We learn and it gets like slashed and all sorts
of
stuff.
How are you going to do that?
How are you going to do that? Well, it turns out, apropos of nothing, no foreshadowing of any kind.
Yeah.
That Monarch was building a battle suit for Kong, and the project got cancelled. But fortunately, the only thing they managed to build was a gauntlet that is for his right arm,
yep.
And it just happens to be in the Hollow Earth. They brought it to the Hollow Earth, and it just happens to be the arm that he got injured.
And it flies on like an Iron Man.
It flies on like an Iron Man. He doesn't have to be conscious for it, and it's also got, like, medicine injectors in it, so it can heal his frostbite.
Yeah.
And it's just like, all right.
Pretty handy.
Very handy in a lot of ways.
I should have mentioned it in the previous movie.
Yes.
Listen, we're building an Iron Man suit for this guy.
Right, yes. Like, the idea of it is kind of cool. And you know, there's time.
Do you think there's, like, a more realistic way you would have liked to approach that? That, like,
well, see, that's
they gave
the thing,
him surgery,
it?
Like, they how they pulled his tooth out?
Well, that's what I thought. I thought they were going to be like,
that's
well.
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah, I thought they were going to be like, well, we've got a, you know.
We can use the structure of this, whatever.
Exactly,
whatever.
But I guess there was no time. But also, why am I trying to bring logic into this movie?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Mean? It's just an odd.
You're stupid.
I am
that.
Stupid. You know what I mean? Yeah. Or if they were like, hey, you know, no, I don't have anything.
Or if they were like, I don't know.
My thought there was going to be like maybe Godzilla's helping them to build something, and so they built him a gauntlet so he can hold up structures or something.
Sure.
But then again, why would it just be the one arm?
Yeah.
Why is it the one arm and that arm? But what am you know?
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Do you reckon he's going to have it in the next movie?
No, he's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Because he got injected with the things and they said, well, these injections
are. Do you think he's going to leave it on, though? He seems to like it.
I think he'll put it on his wall of tools.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's going to have a home improvement style wall of tools, and it's going to be the axe. It's going to be the axe. Maybe that whip made out of spines
one.
Or pelvises or whatever it's made of. He's going to put that on the wall, and he's going to put his axe, and he's going to put the robot arm.
Sick.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's good.
He's going to have his little bloke mate. His little mate.
That's right. And he's going to make his own out of coconut shells.
You know what? There is a move here that they can make.
What's that?
They can kill King Kong.
Yeah.
That's a move they can make in these. Mm. I don't think they'll kill Godzilla because Godzilla doesn't really die, really.
Yeah.
But a big gorilla will die.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. And then Mini Kong takes up the mantle. He goes into his dad's shed.
And he never gets any bigger. He's just little Kong.
He's still pretty big though, isn't he?
Mm, he's still pretty big.
Yeah, he can leap about or whatever.
He can leap about, absolutely.
Here's something I like. Godzilla's bed is just the Colosseum.
That is fine.
I don't know why,
yeah.
But that's true now.
You only like that because it upsets so many Italians.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I'm all about. That's why I started this podcast.
They zoom up on their Vespas and they're like,
Mamma mia.
They drop their little espresso
I'm
cups.
I'm angry about it.
Yeah.
This is not Molto Bene.
That's right. The opposite of that.
Yeah.
Opposito.
So Adam Wingard, who directed this in the last one, I think he's weighing up between doing another one of these or doing a Thundercats movie. I think the studio would like him to just continue this.
Absolutely.
So I think that's probably what we'll get from him next.
Yeah.
But how do you feel about a Thundercats movie, though?
I'm not interested in a Thundercats movie.
No?
No.
Yeah, it's been a while.
So.
They did reboot it in 2010, maybe?
Okay,
I think
great.
They did.
Right.
Yeah. I was never a huge Thundercats.
No, I was more of a Silverhawks guy.
Sure. Another thing that people don't remember.
Yeah.
It's good to not remember
that's right.
things, isn't it?
Boy, sure is.
Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see where we go with this. But
because
isn't the idea in a lot of times in King Kong, like King Kong will die and then his son takes over. Like we looked at the original King Kong recently.
Yeah.
That this next King Kong movie is Son of Kong.
You know what's interesting about this universe?
Yeah.
Is there's no.
It's dumb. It's stupid.
It is dumb and stupid. But there was no King Kong is taken to New York City, and
no, it's never happened.
It's never happened in this, and I'm wondering if maybe they should do like a scene in maybe the Monarch series where there's a guy and he's like, I'm gonna take this Kong from Skull Island, I'm gonna take him to the whatever, and a Monarch guy just shoots him in the back of the head. No, we'd prefer him. That's the branching point of this universe is just a guy going, no, we'd prefer he stay in Skull Island. Actually.
Yeah, let's not bring him to New York City.
Yeah, movie producer killed in accident where he fell on a bullet.
Kurt Russell's bullet.
Did you finish watching
that show?
No.
It's good, man.
Didn't even start it. Don't have Apple TV.
Yeah, I think it's more serious than this. It's kind of, I was going to say it's a cross between this and Godzilla Minus One. It's sort of. It's more like Godzilla 2014 and this.
Right, okay. Yeah.
I think, okay. I still think the strongest entries in these that got the balance right is the 2014 Godzilla and Skull Island.
Right.
I think they both do exactly what they're supposed to do. And this is kind of a, these are kind of a blend sort of that doesn't always kind of come together. But, you know, you can only do serious Godzilla movies for so long,
that's
I guess,
true.
You know?
Yeah.
But like the monster stuff in that Skull Island movie, I think is just real. It's just so good. Yeah. So anyway, what do I know about it? Yeah. And the human characters as well.
Yeah.
That probably does the best human characters.
Yeah.
Aside from Bryan Cranston, who's only in that movie for like 10 minutes.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. And in this movie, they're like, oh, we've got the, there's a flock of these weird lizard, flying lizard things that luckily our little hover plane thing can camouflage.
Can do that.
We can control
that. That'll come back.
That'll come back. At least there's foreshadowing for that.
Yeah, there is. Who doesn't love that?
I love it.
Here's some reviews, Mason. It's from Russell Michaels, who says, Godzilla X Kong is easily the best in the franchise since Kong Skull Island.
I don't remember Kong Skull Island.
No, it's true. KSI, or this is best overall. Annoying human drama kept to a minimum. Godzilla just did not care about human casualties at all, nor our infrastructure or monuments. BME.
Was that best movie ever?
I don't think so. And
Body Mass Index?
Yeah. I think that's the only review that I got sent. Wow.
But people don't care.
We must be falling off, mate.
I mean, we must be falling off. Or people, I think it's more likely to say that people don't care about Godzilla versus Kong anymore.
No, it seems like it's doing really well.
Okay, then I guess it's the thing you said.
Yeah, we're falling off. Yeah. Anyway, so, I don't know. Would you say check it out?
I would say check it out.
Or wait
James.
A minute.
Oh, is that our new review score? Check it out or wait a minute?
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, what do you think?
We should do like promotional headshots for that.
Okay.
Check it out. We're like this. Finger guns.
Yeah.
Four finger guns. Or these ones with like, wait a minute. We're like, wait a minute.
Yeah. Wait for streaming, et cetera.
Yeah. No, I think see this on the big screen.
Yeah, the biggest screen you can.
Yes.
A regular movie theater.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Yeah, great. All right, thanks, everyone. Oh, should we do the rest
we should
of
do
the show?
More show, I
thanks,
think,
everyone.
Thanks,
everyone, for sticking around.
That's right. Thanks, everyone.
But you know what it's time for?
Our segment, thanks, everyone. No. We individually thank everybody.
We do.
Yeah.
So what are we reading?
What are we going to read?
Here it comes.
I'm doing a thing. What are we reading today?
What are we doing? What have you been reading or doing?
I watched the first two episodes of Three Body Problem.
Well, I've
Netflix.
Watched more than that. I've nearly finished it.
Well, la-di-da. Yeah. Aren't you a better consumer of media than me?
I might just be.
You might be, and I commend you.
Thank you.
You're a much better consumer of content than I am, and I think that's cool. In terms of ranking,
yeah.
As an internet person, I think that puts you ahead because you've consumed all media.
I know more about that, some, but not all of it.
Did you go out of your way to like rote learn all the stuff and the lore about the universe?
I did
universe?
Read. I've read about half of the first book.
Okay,
but now I'm not going to because I'm just going to watch this.
Now, one criticism I've heard of the book is that the characters are not particularly.
Yeah.
They're a little bit cardboardy.
I think it's
will.
Also because a lot of them have, like, it's a Chinese book.
Yeah.
And it's been translated in English, so I think a lot of the characters. People have trouble like keeping track of the names.
Right,
I think that's like a common complaint.
They could have named him like Jeff Kennett.
Yeah, like Jeff Kennett.
And Paul Keating.
Yeah, exactly.
They could have named him after.
Yeah, Joan Kerner.
Joan Kerner.
Et cetera.
Yes.
Steve Brax.
Steve, I was going to say Steve Brax. Nice. I saw Steve Brax the other day.
And?
Just walking around.
How's he looking?
Great.
How tall is he?
He was taller.
Taller than
he was
before.
Taller. Yeah, he's getting bigger.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
There you go.
That is great. Yeah, I'm enjoying it so far. I mean, obviously, maximum betrayal because it turns out Benedict Wong is British and has always been British.
Son of a bitch.
You dog of a bloke.
Yeah. He was British in Sunshine, I think.
Yeah, of course.
Maybe.
Tell you what, I would kill it as one of those guys who's just been like a shadowy corporation has hired you to investigate mysterious goings on. I would love doing that.
Yeah.
I would be so good at it.
I don't think you'd figure it out, though.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because I've got their credit card. Just. Having a nice brunch.
So you're saying you'd kill it at having a credit card.
Yes.
And you just pull people aside and go, you know you're part of a grand or something.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
And then you just move on.
Yeah.
I got this.
Yeah.
I'll pay for this.
That's right. There's a pattern if only we knew how to read it, you know?
Yeah.
And I'd point to a...
You figure this out.
You figure this out. Yeah, I'd hope there were enough
you're
experts
a physicist,
around.
You
yeah.
figure it out.
Now, for people who don't know, so it's about a... It's a without spoiling it, there's... Mm-hmm. We see two time periods. There's the Cultural Revolution, the Chinese Cultural Revolution.
And you
60s.
Say you want a Cultural Revolution.
That's right. But do you? John Lennon?
Is that what you want, John Lennon?
Get out of here, John Lennon.
Yeah, John Lennon.
Do you want a cultural revolution or do you just want to walk around in double denim doing a weird walk in the city?
Because you can't have both.
That's right.
Anyway, go on.
Just Google John Lennon weird walk.
And his long bump crack.
Google John Lennon's stupid walk. That's his legacy, ultimately. It's not his time with the Beatles or any of his solo albums or the song Imagine. It's him doing a stupid walk in double denim with a cowboy hat on.
What an idiot.
What an idiot.
Anyway, go on.
So it's split. The first couple of episodes are split between two time periods.
Yep.
It's a scientist who's getting oppressed during the and imprisoned during the Cultural Revolution, and she gets introduced to a Chinese scientific installation where they're trying to send messages out into the universe to find extraterrestrial life. And in the present day, a bunch of scientists are either quitting or killing themselves.
Yeah.
And
are these things connected?
Are they connected? They are connected.
It'd be
weird if they weren't.
Yeah.
That'd be so funny though.
Yeah.
If we got to episode 7 of 8 and they're like, actually the Chinese bit in the 60s, yeah. not
all
related.
These scientists just had depression but for different reasons.
Yeah. I think it's very compelling.
It is. And I think it gets more compelling, like the way, because having read the book, some of it.
Sure.
I've only had some of the information. Mm-hmm. So the revelations are like, oh, this is that. Mm-hmm. There's a very harrowing boat segment, which I won't spoil here, which I hope you'll enjoy when it happens.
Is it a bunch of people on a boat and they start singing the song I'm on a Boat?
Yeah.
By the Lonely Island. That's exactly. And it's really cringe. And you're like, could you please stop?
It was very cringe.
I'm trying to have a nice time in this boat, but you're doing this.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
And then also another thing happens. But I think it's interesting the way, because it's also about like AI and potentially life on other planets and kind of all these other things and the way it kind of folds in together. It's the guys who did Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
But I think.
So how are they going to finish this?
Well, the books are finished.
Yes,
so
that's true.
I think
true,
they're going to be all right, hopefully. Yeah. I say that. Somebody could clip this and throw it in my face.
I would love to see this continue because I know that the concepts get bigger.
Yeah.
And the ideas. And
it gets pretty wild. Yeah.
There are some big sci-fi concepts thrown around and it covers a lot of time and space.
Yeah.
And I think that's interesting.
Well, I think it's boring. I think it's pretty rote.
That's right. Yeah.
Does that even apply? I don't know.
It might do.
Yeah.
Interestingly.
It's better than most Netflix whatever.
It is.
Although I think Netflix TV is better than movies. Though,
executive producers include Rian Johnson, Brad Pitt, and Rosamund Pike. Did you see them in the credits?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Just that. I guess they're all their production companies.
They're friends?
I don't know if they're friends.
Yuck.
I don't know if they're friends.
Yuck.
Yeah. Yuck.
Can't even see them hanging out together.
Yeah,
who was the first one?
Rian Johnson.
Oh, Rian Johnson. I said Bryan Adams.
I said Bryan Johnston from AC/DC.
Did you say Bryan Johnson?
No, I said Rian Johnson.
Okay, I didn't mishear. I did mishear. Cool. Great. Anyway, I would definitely recommend it. If you like sci-fi that's not – it's also – I would say the books are – there is a challenge to reading them.
Right.
Like you do have to pay attention.
To a book.
Yeah. Oh. But this is like –
be on your phone. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. No. Yeah. But no,
don't
I
be
think
on your phone.
It's a little harder than like a It's not simple sci-fi. I would say.
If you love the Big Bang Theory,
and
being on your phone while watching the Big Bang Theory,
is probably right up there.
Probably right up your alley. I think this is the next step, or even a step down. Honestly.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I think it's good.
Yeah,
people should check it out.
People should check it out.
What about you? Doing anything else?
Yeah, that was my thing that I was gonna mention, the three body problem.
Well,
free body, more problem. You know what I'm saying?
You better believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else am I watching? I don't know. I'm still reading that Beneath the Trees Where Nobody Sees comic, which I enjoy, which is Dexter, but in a weird Sylvanian family.
Oh, that's
world,
right. Yeah.
Which I'm enjoying a lot. I watched Ghostbusters last week.
How'd that go for you?
I didn't like it very much, to be honest.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't want to get into it. But
that's probably your, again, we've mentioned this, Matt, perhaps your jealousy about not being in on the ground floor of the Ghostbusters reboot.
I wish I was there.
That's right.
Know what I mean? Someone would look, even if there was ever a chance where, like in real life, where I got to work on Ghostbusters, I couldn't because of all the shit that I've talked.
That's right.
I couldn't do it. Because they'd be like, didn't you say this about Ghostbusters and all the people who are in them? And I'd be like, I did say that, and that is true. Yeah.
Didn't you call Jason Reitman Jason Wrongman for the job to continue the legacy of Ghostbusters because only the first one is good and all the others are bad? Didn't you say that?
I did say that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I stand by it,
well,
even though he is here.
Yeah.
All right, shall we move it along?
Let's move it along. Let's do some letters.
Whoa.
Here's a letters then.
All right.
The classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a day away.
Another here right now, we're going to do letters.
Damn. This is the letter segment of the show. If you do want to reach us, sorry, you can hashtag weeklyplanetpod on Twitter wall or weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com. Did you just start the regular theme song then?
No, there was an accident.
But you did do it, just to confirm.
Yes.
All right, good. What's what's the thing, what's happening? What do you
We're going to read some emails.
I've got some. Okay. Do you want to do yours?
No, you do yours.
All right. This is from T Bell, who says, "Hi, Wikipedia Brown and at Mr. Sunday Movies, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. Just wondering if Married at First Sight Australia is big over there as it is in the UK. And if so, do you watch it? I know regular size James is a fan of some trash TV, Love is Blind, for example." Mm-hmm. That is true. I did stop watching Love is Blind a few seasons back.
Oh, yes.
I watched a season where that dude just went like scorched earth, like the most awful man you've ever seen.
Oh, I see.
Just went bananas, and I really enjoyed that. But I haven't watched it since. Also, apparently it's bad, like the way they film it all, and it's all isolating and awful and,
sure,
and
yeah,
all of that.
I like the mechanisms of reality TV more than I like actually watching reality TV. Like I love hearing about like
Mr. Beast Squid Game.
Mr. Beast Squid Game, all the, you know, any kind of reality show where it's like, you know, The Bachelor or something like that. And then you go, oh, they go on dates with The Bachelor and that's interesting. But then you learn from behind the scenes that they're all stuck in a house and they don't get to talk to anybody for like 3 months or whatever it is. And it's like, first of all, who would agree to that? What's going on there? And like,
I think people don't know the extent going in.
Yeah, like, and you go, okay, I understand why people act like that now, because you've gone, you go insane.
And they can pick and choose whatever.
Yeah.
You have a bad minute. Once, you know, in 4 weeks.
Or they build a character around you. They go, that person's going to be the bad guy. So anytime they say anything mean, or even if they're lovely 99% of the time, if they say anything mean or they glance at somebody in a weird way or whatever, they got like some crack editor on them who's just like, let's build it so they seem like an awful piece of work.
And you don't know that.
No, you don't know that. You don't know that. So I like the idea behind all this stuff. But I don't
really creating a villain from nothing.
I absolutely do that.
Me too. Much like Kong Skull Island.
That's exactly right. Now, last week,
or whatever the one was this week.
Yeah. Last week, I asked people to email in with yes or no questions.
Okay.
This one's from Ben. "Hi, James and Meso. In keeping with your request for yes or no questions in episode 520, do you think you're doing a good job with the podcast?"
Yes.
I think so too.
Yep.
Right? Pretty good.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was yes or no, I would say yes.
It's yes more than no.
There's nuance there. There's things where
there's no room for nuance
right
now.
Could improve on, but
sure. Yeah. We could do a better podcast, for example.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. Pretty good, right?
We could do the Joe Rogan experience. Me and you on one side of the desk.
Yeah,
some
right.
Some quack scientist on the other side. Mm. Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
Just go from there.
Yeah. I think generally we do a good job on the podcast.
Yeah.
I think, you know, we keep it to what we're somewhat good at.
That's
know?
Not incorrect.
That's not incorrect at all. Mm. Here's another email. This is from Daryl.
Daryl.
"Do you like me, yes or no?" Yes.
Yeah, right. How do you spell Daryl?
With a Y.
Yeah, right.
Your Daryl. Is his name.
We like you, Daryl.
Yeah.
But don't do anything.
That's right.
I don't like.
Here's an email from Drew. Subject line, email correspondence. "Dear James and Mason, your podcast seems to have the momentum of a runaway freight train. Why are you so popular?"
Oh, mate, that's a great question.
Isn't it, though?
It's hard when you're on top.
Charisma.
Charisma.
Yep.
I think we have
uniqueness, nerve, and talent.
We have
those are the four.
We have excellent editors and social media, which
that's
helps
true.
A lot.
Uh-huh.
I think we also came in at the perfect time. We basically rode the wave of Star Wars, Marvel, DC, all of those things.
That's true.
And we never said we're exclusively going to do those things.
That's true.
Because I know people have said to me, what are you going to do when they're out of like Marvel movies? And it's like, we just talk about whatever the movie is.
Yeah, we didn't call ourselves the Marvel Men.
No. You know? We called ourselves Mr. Marvel, man. Stupid thing.
We called ourselves Mr. Sunday Movies Channel.
So, yeah, I would say, we rode a wave.
That's true.
And our skills and knowledge lined up exactly at the right
time. That's
right. Yeah.
Here's an email from William. Yes or no question. "Did you know Stevie Wonder's real first name is Steveland?"
No.
And it is, though. I looked it up. I
thought
maybe
this guy was Steveland Kleemer?
Yeah. The Steveland Kleemer.
Yeah.
Classic prank, the Steveland Kleemer. I looked it up because I thought perhaps William Decker was joshing us, but that is true. He's fallen. He's
William Upper Decker.
That's oh,
thank
Steveland
you.
Kleemer.
Yeah.
It's Steveland. So there you go.
Didn't know that at all.
Yeah, right.
Are those all your yes and no's?
God,
these are pithy. I like
them. They're good, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, here's one from Jarrah.
Jarrah?
Which is a great name, I think.
The coffee?
Yep. "Hey, guys, love the podcast, especially at 3 a.m. on
Tuesday." We the best podcast.
"Love the podcast, especially at 3 a.m. on Tuesday, Wednesday morning when I can listen to it. I work with horses in Mornington, and quite often it's one of the things that gets me through the first few hours of my shift."
And not the horses?
Maybe Daryl Braithwaite's horses.
Good song.
One question and one question only. Would you guys ever consider covering the Resident Evil movies?
Yeah, we've talked about it.
Yeah.
We've got to
find an in, though. There's a lot, isn't there? Yeah.
There was a movie recently-ish.
Oh, yeah, but that
they
didn't,
did a
yeah.
reboot or something.
We'd have to. Series. I reckon we'd have to do something like, when something comes out that's like Resident Evil adjacent, like if they
made a commentary on the first one,
yeah, people could check that out.
Resident Evil, yeah, it might be it might be a video game movie thing,
yeah,
I don't know.
But we'd probably do it like Fast and Furious as we'd do three at a time. Maybe
I can't even keep track of that.
That's right. Yeah.
No, I would like to. I like what I like.
Yeah,
I know that they exist. I know there's nine of them or whatever.
That's right.
There is. Yeah. I just to quickly get back to T-Bell's question about the. I don't watch Married at First Sight, but I know when we go to screeners, which is very rarely these days, there's normally a bunch of those people there.
Right.
Like someone, because I've been with my brother, the one you don't like as well.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's so-and-so from Married at First Sight. Right. And they just bring 20 of the worst people you've ever seen in your life.
A lot of hats.
A lot of hats.
A lot of hats indoors.
Yeah.
Which is uncouth.
Yeah. And just, yeah. So I think, you know, in Australia, anybody can go to a screener. You just email them, whatever. But I'm not saying you shouldn't either. They can be there. Why should I be there? I shouldn't be there.
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah. Because
they're going to be there and they'll say, we saw Ghostbusters Frozen Empire and we loved it.
That's true. You know? It was a good movie though, so makes sense.
Yeah. Here's an email from Liam.
Yeah.
Hello, been a listener since about 2019.
Oh, yeah,
by far my favorite podcast.
Well, thanks, man.
Thank you. I just wanted to say I saw Late Night with the Devil, which is the new David Dastmalchian horror movie, which does a bit, little bit of AI in it, as we mentioned.
Yeah.
It turns out that one of the characters is played by Ian Bliss, perhaps best known to us weekly wackadoos as Rodney.
Love Rodney.
I mean, his name's not Rodney.
What?
He yells Rodney.
Yeah, that's
He's
true.
Not yelling his own name in a swamp,
No,
is he?
Ian Bliss isn't Rodney. Ian Bliss is this fella. He played Agent Smith.
Oh, maybe he was Rodney.
He played
then.
Real life Agent Smith.
Then I guess he is Rodney.
Is he?
Yep.
Let me check.
Okay.
Anyway, go on.
That's Rodney. I guess he is Rodney.
That's Rodney news.
That's Rodney news.
That's Rodney news, everyone.
That's Rodney news, folks.
Ian Bliss does an absolutely incredible Hugo Weaving impersonation.
That's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me check. What are you up to, Ian Bliss?
That's right. Here's an email from Devon.
Devon?
Hey, guys, my wife and I recently cleaned out a bunch of junk from her house.
That's cool, man.
Which has freed us up to get new junk. We've decided we want to get a couple of nice film props, but can't decide what. Do either of you own any film or TV props or memorabilia? What would you want if money or space was not an issue? Devon's dream is either the raptor claw from Jurassic Park or the giant bomb from Fast X, which you could get as a PNG, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess
put on
you could.
Disc.
Yeah.
Some of that was a real bomb, though, right?
Yeah. Mm. Was it a? I'm imagining like a big spiky kind of ball.
Yeah, but I don't remember to be honest. That's a great question. I mean, speaking of Agent Smith, I reckon I would like something from the Matrix.
Code.
I reckon one of the phones.
Oh,
one of the snappy.
Because you had a similar phone.
I had a similar phone.
Didn't you?
You know what? Because they re-released
Ian Bliss was Rodney Thibodeau.
Rodney.
Yeah.
So he's not the other. I'm a little bit disappointed that he wasn't the guy who yells Rodney.
That's good too, though.
It's still good, though. I mean, this
is fame to association.
They re-released those Nokia phones a few years ago.
Oh, my God.
And they released them in black and also yellow because they look a bit like a banana. But they didn't do the spring load.
And what are they doing?
I know.
What kind of screen was it, though?
It was sort of LCD-ish. It was new-ish.
Modern-ish.
Yeah,
modern-ish. You might get an app on there.
You might be able to check your Hotmail.
Yeah.
But I would love an original one of those with the ka-chink.
Yeah.
Or a gun. One of the guns.
Matrix gun would be cool.
I reckon anything from the Matrix, that weird bug that goes in Neo's stomach.
I don't know if that's real. That's a CGI bug.
No, he said it was real.
Did he?
He went, that thing's real?
You're right. That was real. But that movie's real? But he was in the Matrix.
He wasn't in the Matrix. He doesn't know what's real.
So it wasn't real.
Yeah, you fucking idiot. Yeah, I reckon anything from the Matrix.
Yeah.
I mean, that stuff would be...
The problem. What about an Agent Smith mask so he could be in the
fight? Oh, maybe. Yeah, okay. Be sweaty though, wouldn't it?
Hugo Weaving mask, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, Hugo Weaving mask would be good.
Yeah.
Anything from that movie.
I love Neo. I think my favorite Neo outfit is the outfit that he goes into the lobby in before he de-robes.
Sure, yeah.
That's a great look.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, and he's got all the guns. So I want all the guns and the outfit.
Okay, all right, cool.
Yeah, and then I can just go shopping.
I don't know, anything from, what's a good prop in Ocean's 11? I'd love anything.
Probably all the money.
I'd love all that money.
Yeah.
All the money from the Mirage, the MGM Grand, and the Bellagio.
Yeah.
Jurassic
Park Jeep would be pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're talking if money or space was not an issue.
God, I'm not really an Iron Man armor would be good.
But then you're one of those guys with an Iron Man armor in you.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Yeah, but it would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I, yeah.
We know a guy who makes, he made that when we did one of our rare live appearances.
Yeah.
And I had that Infinity Gauntlet.
Oh, that's right.
He makes Iron Man masks, just like the front faceplate. Yeah. And I'm going to get one of those.
Sick.
Because he'll do like a different colors and he'll do battle damaged or not.
He's got a sweet Captain America shield.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he's figured it out.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what he's doing.
That's right.
All right, give him a call.
I will.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know if he helped.
I don't know if he helped.
Get what you want.
Just get exactly what you want. I don't like, I never liked the idea of auctions though. Too stressful.
Okay, yeah.
You know, if I went into a junk shop and they had something and it was like $50, I'll take that. But I don't want to fight a guy.
The trick behind an auction is,
yes,
you keep bidding until you're at your max, and you just bidding keep because then people think that you've got unlimited resources.
It's true.
Yeah.
Should I show up with a suit with dollar signs on it?
Yeah.
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 Call myself Mr. Unlimited Money Bags.
That's what you call yourself. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
I just got a quick tweet here from AJ Vellante who says, "The last Witch Hunter Caravan of Garbage when?" Is that the Vin Diesel one?
Yes, it is.
Because probably never.
Probably never.
I guess it would be interesting to do like Vin Diesel action franchises that tried to start off a new franchise, but they didn't.
Yeah.
So you could do that and Bloodshot and
One of the
Triple X
movies.
One of the Triple
X's, sure, yeah.
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 One of the other ones that he's done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe one day.
Yeah.
I don't know. We could pair it with Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters.
So true. We could do some sort of Witch Hunter trilogy.
Witch Hunting trilogy.
We could do the Vavitch.
We could. Still got to watch that. Yeah. Anyway, should we wrap it up there?
Let's wrap the whole show up, folks. Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, man.
Thank you for telling your friends about the podcast because is how we get new listeners. Thank you for leaving a 5-star review on your podcast catcher of choice. If you do, James will read it out probably.
Yeah, I'm doing it now.
Do it now.
This one is from Sam P.E. who says, "Australian podcast. This is without a doubt a podcast. I can name 5 Australians from the top of my head. 2 of them are Hemsworths." I mean, not by name. He just said 2 Hemsworths.
2 Hemsworths.
Which ones? One is Hugh Jackman and the other 2 are these blokes, James and Maso. They make this shoe one of faves.
Thank you, Sam Physical Education.
Yes.
We appreciate that.
This is from 2717 Sebastian 2004 who says, "Best podcast for people who can drive. If you can drive and live in the better state, this is the podcast for you."
That is so true. It's
coming back to the rival state.
So true, bestie.
You know what
so
I mean?
True.
And we did rival states.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Is this about that?
It might be, yeah, because we talked about how some people are terrible drivers.
What was it again? I can't remember. Philadelphia and something else?
Yeah, Philadelphia and South Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, my God, those classic rivals. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, Mad Max this week was kicking that off for Caravan of Garbage.
That's right, yeah.
With original Mad Max, a movie nobody's seen.
Except for the people who paid $100 million collectively.
In the 70s, yeah, you're probably right. That, I guess if you had to pick anybody.
How much money do you think George Miller made off that first movie?
Probably a lot, I'd imagine.
That's what I'm thinking.
Probably he got a pretty good deal because he didn't think nobody thought that it would make $100 million.
When we see him, we should ask him.
We should ask him.
Yeah.
And then how much money do you have now?
That's right. And how much money can you give us now?
Yeah, on your person.
What's up? How much money
we'll
do you
also accept a PayPal transfer
that's right.
of funds.
Yeah, that's right.
But we don't want to pay the fees. You can cover that.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, what next, Mason?
Folks, if you want to get in contact with us, you can go to weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com.
Yeah.
You can go to the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates Facebook group. You can go to the Weekly Planet Podcast subreddit and Discord for fun, civil chats about podcasts and pop culture. Thank you to Sarabi and Maisie and Fidel for moderating those forums and making TikToks and making clips and putting them on YouTube and doing all that sort of stuff.
Doing great work.
That's exactly right. If you want to follow some people on the socials, first follow our friend Rob Collings. He's at Rob Collings on Twitter. He's at The Weekly Planet on Twitter. He'll keep you up to date on all things The Weekly Planet. He puts up little clips from the show, does all sorts of funny bits and makes little videos and does all sorts of stuff. He keeps going. He edits this show. He makes it all happen.
And we trust him.
We trust him and he does great work.
That's right.
You can follow me on Twitter at WikipediaBrown and on Instagram at Nick Maso. James is Mr. Sunday Movies Everywhere.
Everywhere.
If you want to support the show, you go to patreon.com/Mr. Sunday Movies. Don't go everywhere. Go to patreon.com/Mr. Sunday Movies.
Yeah,
chucking a bucket and a man you would not miss. Or go to bigsandwich.co for $9 per month. Bonus podcasts, movie commentaries, early videos, video game let's plays. We're making it all happen over there.
We certainly are.
It's great stuff.
Next week we've got a Deadpool video game happening. But there's so many that have already happened.
Yeah.
Don't you agree?
Yeah, you've been playing a bit of that Deadpool.
I have. I've been playing too much.
You've been loving it?
No, I don't like it that much.
That's interesting.
It's okay.
Yeah.
But we've got Superman 64, Aquaman Battle for Atlantis, Five Nights at Freddy's, Rebel Assault 2. We did a bunch of Robocop games, TMNT Arcade, Indiana Jones, and the Temple of Emperor's Tomb.
The Temple of the Emperor's Doom.
Fast and Furious Crossroads, that's one of my favorites.
That's right.
Batman Returns on the Atari Link, Super Mario Bros. There's a bunch of videos there which you may or may not have
and
seen.
And you broke the world record for the Doom speedrun, I think.
I did, that's right.
Yeah, at some point. Yeah. Ages ago.
Yeah.
Barely worth mentioning, but you broke the world record.
Yeah, I haven't even told anybody.
That's right.
I don't even care.
Thank you to The Brute and The Basilisk and Rackham for all our musical themes. T-shirts are at tpublic.com. You search for The Weekly Planet, you'll find a t-shirt.
Give it a search. Give it a googs.
Buy a weird bootleg one. It's fine, man. I don't care.
That's right.
Make your own.
You could.
Make your own shop at the live show.
Yep. Say hello.
Hello.
I'll be there.
James will definitely be
That's
there.
That's right. So we might do Monkey Man or The First Omen or both next week, and they both have very similar posters.
They do. Just there's a person in a doorway and there's red.
A red doorway and a silhouette.
Love that.
Do you reckon they're going to fight?
Or kiss?
Mm. Do you reckon the Monkey Man is going to beat up the First Omen?
I think so, yeah. That'd be a very satisfying.
Just that baby in the womb just laying into it.
That's right.
Sick.
Giving it the 1-inch punch.
Yeah.
Ka-cha! 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 Nice.
Alrighty. Thanks, everyone.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.